Hey there, listeners. As always, you're listening to Blind Date, the show where I bring you creative individuals from Louisville, its sister cities, and beyond. Today, my guest is Reese Hamilton of Girls Rock Louisville. Born from the Louisville Outskirts Festival and Rock Shops for Girls weekend that took place in fall 2014, with the help of Girls Rock Camp Alliance, Girls Rock Louisville is now a week-long camp that seeks to empower girls and gender non-conforming youth through music. During the camp, they'll hear lectures on the creative process and self-love, as well as form bands that will each perform a song at the end of the week. Starting out the show today, I have a track from Dane Waters titled Push. I'm going to let you guys listen to a little bit more of that, and then we'll get on to the interview where Reese will inform you and give you better details on the camp. Enjoy, guys. How did Girls Rock and Outskirts start?
So Girls Rock as a alliance, it's called Girls Rock Camp Alliance, is a national movement that started as actually a it started as a thesis, a woman in a master's program to develop a girls empowerment program that featured music. So that's this thesis that she wrote. This paper became a camp, a national camp. So there's camps in like Canada, and there's camps in different states, you know, in the U.S. And then Outskirts as like a Louisville, I have, that was a music festival that started as a weekend workshop for girls and other gender non-conforming youth called Rock Shops for Girls. And so that kind of weekend get together transformed into the week long Girls Rock Louisville camp, which follows the Girls Rock Camp Alliance program.
Awesome. So. Yeah, I remember the first, because I had some friends who taught some camps, like, you know, I had some friends play Outskirts.
Yeah.
So it's great, and I'm glad that it's, like, still going and still a thing. This is, like, is this the third year of Outskirts?
I believe that this is the third year, and it's the first week-long camp.
Awesome.
So it's been weekends. Mm-hmm. And with the showcase, always the showcase is like the big kind of highlight. This is the first time that it will be a week-long camp. We have the most campers than we've ever had before, the most volunteers than we've ever had before. And it's just, it's going to be the first time to actually follow the Girls Rock Camp Alliance program format.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
Awesome. Do you want to maybe give a brief description about that program?
How it works. So Girls Rock Camp Alliance in general, it's a week-long summer camp for girls. Different states do different ages. Ours is 10 to 18. Okay. And they come for a week and they go to programs that teach self-empowerment and programs that teach about women in music. And they get to form their own band, name their band, make a band logo for their band, make shirts for their band. They get to write their own lyrics and perform their own song at the end of the week.
Cool.
And this is totally their ideas. They form their band name. We have no input as volunteers and adults.
Yeah.
They come up with their own look. We have no input on that. It's totally whatever the band decides. They even form their bands on their own. We don't involve ourselves in their bands. So that's pretty cool, too.
Now, is this only for youth who have prior musical experience? Or
No, not necessarily. We invite all levels. So there will be some girls who will come in bringing their own guitars, and there will be some girls who've never touched any instrument in their life. And we have band coaches there specifically for that reason, so that they can, these band coaches are people that are in local bands now that can give instruction on how to use the instruments. And by the end of the week, they're playing to whatever level, you know, they can learn to.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, I know you guys are doing kind of like a thing around the city at the different branches of the library.
Yeah, it's called Instrument Petting Zoos, which is pretty cool.
Cause I love that idea.
Yeah, I know. When I was 10, I mean, my dad was a musician, so I had pretty much been able to be around instruments and things like that. And it's always cool to come across an instrument and someone let you play. Because artists are really protective over there. I mean, this is like $500 equipment.
Yeah.
You know, it's expensive. But when someone lets you, you see people playing and you're like, oh, I want to see what that's like. And someone hands it over to you. That's pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
And so for the kids to be able to do that for free in the libraries is, it's really opening up a lot of the talk about Girls Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting our name out there. But also it's just cool to see kids interact with music for the first time.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you know, not to sound like pretentious, but that could be a jumping off point for some kids. Like, that's the first time they hold an instrument and it could get them interested, you know. It's all that serendipitous, like, that one thing.
Yeah. It's also with, you know, you think about the schools, they're kind of, they don't have guitars. You know, they might get to play clarinet or get to play flute, but I mean, very rarely will they get to play a bass or a guitar in these music programs. So it opens them up to see other kind of instruments that they can get involved in that they maybe didn't think before. I mean, you might have a kid that's been in band all her life but never held a bass.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Now, how did you specifically get involved with Girls Rock?
Well, I actually I was living in Jacksonville and working down there, and one of my coworkers was one of the founders of Girls Rock Jacksonville.
Cool.
And so she told me about this program, and I was like, oh, cool, you know, I'd like to volunteer. So I volunteered for a week, and it was just like the best week ever. I mean, not to sound cliche, but it was like I went to camp. Like, it was because you learn so much about, like, what it is to be, like, a strong woman when you're going to the different workshops with the girls. And then just to see a place where you can be yourself, you know, with no input from other people. So whatever the girls came up with, whatever lyrics, there was nobody telling them, no, that's wrong, or no, don't say that. And it's really, like, written in the guidelines for Girls Rock Camp Alliance that you don't do that. Like, you don't tear anyone's self-expression of themselves down. Like, whoever they want to show up, if they want to show up with purple hair, then they can show up with purple hair. If they want to wear, you know, cut-up jeans, they can wear cut-up jeans. I mean, it's just so open. So even when you're a volunteer, you still feel that sense. Like, you feel like, well, I can come to camp with purple hair, and I can wear cut-up jeans, you know, and I can write lyrics and say whatever I want, you know, because there's nobody telling you you can't. So, I mean, I just think it's really transformative for the girls as well as the volunteers.
That's so great. I'm sorry. Well, as, like, a creative person, like, it's just nice to hear, like, people just being open to someone's expression. It's like, I don't know, there's, I mean, and I'm not gonna get a rant on education, but, you know, I just feel like sometimes it's very cloistered, and, like, you know, that stuff does get suppressed a lot.
And I think even as, if you're outside of a place like that, even as, like, an artist, if you think about artists in the music industry, there are still people telling them what they can and can't say, or what they can and can't do. I mean, you see all the hype around what Beyonce does and what she should do and what she shouldn't do. And this camp, you don't have that. You don't have anyone standing over you to say how you should be as an artist. So it's really unique, even for those who have music experience.
That's true. I mean, yeah, so you get, like, higher into the music industry and you make, like, you know, enough money. There are certain guidelines, and that's hard. Like, it's kind of like give and take kind of thing. So what is, I was talking with Carrie, you have a very kind of special place in Girls Rock Camp. What is your position? What do you do for Girls Rock Camp?
Yeah, we have what's called the Girls Rock Core Board. And so this board of us, we control, like, the overworkings of camp. So where will camp take place? How much will camp cost? How many people can we afford to have? Where are our donations coming from as far as food? This is during camp. None of the campers pay for food or anything like that. It's all provided. What can we do to make sure that it's provided? What kind of fundraising can we have? How can we keep the community and the girls involved once camp ends? So there's a group of about seven of us, and we'll meet and we'll make these decisions and try to make sure that all of the work doesn't fall on just one person. It's like Carrie is pretty much the face. So when you think Girls Rock Louisville, you think Carrie. And so we're kind of there to make sure that it's not all falling on Carrie. Like Carrie can be the face and we're okay with that, but how can we support?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, Carrie's great.
Mm-hmm.
she's so cool. So outskirts, maybe, because I guess I'm just assuming people knows what that is already. Can you maybe just explain what that is?
And outskirts, listeners? And I wasn't as much involved with outskirts, but I believe that it was just a weekend camp to get girls acclimated with playing music. It kind of followed along with the Girls Rock Camp, but in a much smaller scale. So we still had those same volunteers that we'll have now, but not as many diverse roles. So now with our roles, we have people that are band counselors, and band counselors will be with the girl. They're pretty much like regular camp counselors. They go wherever their group of girls go. And we have band coaches who teach the music and how to play. And in Girls Rock Camp, the week-long camp, we have programs. So we have people that come in and do specific programs, like we're having Planned Parenthood come in and do self-defense. And with Outskirts, we didn't really have – we couldn't do that within a weekend. All we could really do was getting girls together, forming a quick band, writing a song, performing a song. That's about all the amount of time we had. It wasn't as in-depth as far as the self-empowerment went. It focused mainly on just the music. And then the festival where we had established bands come and play, which was a good way to make money so that we can now do what we're doing now.
Yeah. Are you guys going to do another festival this year?
Yeah. At the end of the week, so after the girls have finished camp on Friday, they will perform their songs for an audience. It's going to be at the Cure Lounge this year.
Awesome.
So family and friends can come out and the community can come out. And once all the girls are finished with their sets, then we'll have our featured artists. Awesome. So it'll be just like the festival, except it'll be in a contained spot. And it'll be open to the families and the girls.
Cool. And you guys are, well, actually, let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. You said Planned Parenthood is teaching some. Are there any other like local organizations coming in? And
there, we have a couple different ones. We have the Planned Parenthood coming to do self-defense, and each day is themed a certain way. We have speakers coming in to talk about women in history, in as far as music goes. Mm-hmm. One of the workshops I'll be doing is "Rock and Roll Was Invented by a Black Woman," where I talk about how.
Oh, what was her name?
I forgot.
She plays like.
I should know this because I'm doing the workshop, but I don't know.
No, I
but
saw
basically, Elvis stole her song is the story, and I'll be doing that one. We have a local, I guess I would call her a motivational speaker by the name of Tiffany Wiley, who's going to come in and talk about loving yourself and self-expression. Mm-hmm. We have what is going to be called Rock Pilates, I believe. And this one's new on me. Yeah. So this may be my first time doing that one. And we have some people coming in and doing yoga. And I think Planned Parenthood is the only established community organization that we have actually coming in. But we have a lot of volunteers from the community coming in and do different things with the girls. And we've actually, I mean, we've had a lot of outpouring of, I can't volunteer necessarily for camp. I can't be a band coach or I can't be a manager, but what can I come in and do? We were actually planning the week one day and we were in this office and someone just by chance walked into the office who was a homeschool teacher and she also taught chess to young girls. She just per chance walked into the wrong building and we happened to be planning this weekend and we were just like, you have to come hang out with us at least one day and bring, we were like, can you bring some people, you know, from your group and maybe some chess boards? And while the girls are waiting to be picked up by their parents, maybe you could sit down and do that. And she agreed. So we've had things like that happen. Yeah. We've had people volunteer to come in and talk about healthy eating with the girls, just those little times where there's downtime.
Yeah.
We also have a lot of local artists coming in and doing a lunch showcase. And what that is once the girls eat, they have some extra time where an artist will come in and do a quick set, maybe two or three songs, and then stay around and answer questions from the girls about what it's like to be an artist.
Yeah, I think that's great too. My friend Cher Vaughn did one of those, I believe, little workshops. She talked about how her process, and then she played a couple of songs.
Yeah, also that's really cool. It's cool because the girls get to see, like, this doesn't have to be just camp. You can take this and you can make a career out of being a musician. Like, it's really real. It's not just the people you see on TV. There are people that actually live in the city that do this for a living.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of really awesome, like, women musicians in town. Like, I'm like slowly seeping into the music scene. Just, I make a little bit of music and then do a podcast, but it's great. Like, the people I've been meeting, and they're just awesome.
Yeah, I moved back home in August of last year, and I started to see kind of the local music scene, and I haven't really gotten to see a lot of, you know, just women's groups. I mean, I've seen some groups where they're men, and then they might have a women lead singer, but not many just women's groups.
Yeah, I still think, like, it's growing, it's slow, but there's some great people, like Dane Waters does some solo stuff, and then Twin Limb, Sarah Soltow, she plays, like, violin, but she also does some experimental music, it's really great.
That's awesome.
One
of our things that we wanted to do this year is kind of expand, kind of a lot of our volunteers and the people that we work with are kind of in the Louisville rock scene, and we're wanting to bring more different type of music involved, like maybe experimental music or hip-hop or pop, or and bring some of those female artists that are local that are doing those things to come in and help, just so the girls can get kind of a mixed view. Even people that are doing things that aren't necessarily music but are musically related, like DJing or doing some production or even podcasts. You know, women that are in this area that are doing those things, we need you to come out and show those others. And we might have a girl at camp that likes music but doesn't necessarily like to be on stage. I'm one of those people. I like music, but I don't necessarily want to be a performer, but I think that the DJing and the mixing and the behind the scenes music production is really cool. So we're looking for people like that. So if you're listening, come find us. We actually, at the end of Girls Rock this year, for the first time ever, they get to go to La La Land Studios.
Awesome. That place is so
cool. I've heard. I haven't been, but so I'm excited to go. And they get to record their own songs that they made.
At La La Land?
At La La Land.
Oh, that's super awesome. Yeah. I don't know him personally. I've met Kevin Ratterman, who owns that. But that space is really cool. Like, I think they're going to have a great time.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that it's really nice on the inside.
Yeah.
One of our volunteers works there. Cool. And she came all the way from Girls Rock, Canada. She used to live in Canada.
Oh, nice.
And there was a Girls Rock up there, and she relocated down here, and she works with us. So
cool. That's so awesome. Do you do music yourself?
I don't. I'm one of those people who like music, but I don't want to be on stage. I don't want to play. I mean, I was in band in high school. That was mostly my dad's doing. My dad is a local artist. His name's Maurice Hamilton, and he's been in a couple bands, LaWoo and Love Sauce and Soul Bones, and he's in the Big Diggity, and he's been playing music all his life. So I come from a musical family, and I love music, and I think that music is really transformative, but I don't necessarily want to be on stage.
Yeah, you actually mentioned something about, like, production and the back scenes, behind the scenes type of things. I read an article pretty recently that talked about, like, just the shortage of, like, women producers out there, and, like, you know, we were talking about bigger music industry, like, how there's a lot of, like, apprehension and things, and just, like, just prejudice.
And I think girls don't necessarily get, though, you know, that kind of instruction. You mm-hmm. know, I don't know too many girls who know the behind the scenes of putting music together. Mm-hmm. And or you don't really see too many women DJs. I think I know one in the local area.
Yeah.
And so getting people that do that around here to come into these girls and show them what they can do. I mean, that even someone that does branding or PR for a local band, things like that, even showing a girl, you know, hey, you like music, this is other ways that you can be involved, because there are other girls like me that don't necessarily want to be on stage but want to be involved in music and think music is really cool and only see the fact that you can be an artist and not see that there are these other things that you can do, and that's limiting because there are some really creative people out there.
Yeah. Do you for the camps, are you guys going to venture ever into, like, video as well, like music video making and, like you said, branding? And
I think that it would be cool if we could. I think that right now we're at the, like, we're at capacity for campers right now. We actually have a waiting list going, and we've been getting a lot of support from the community and gaining momentum as far as grants go and fundraising. Mm-hmm. And I think eventually we could get to the point to where we could even possibly do a longer camp and be able to include some of those extra things.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I know a few women and gender nonconforming people. I'll send them your way.
Yes.
They're super awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there anything else you would like to add or let people know about?
We're at capacity for campers, but we are not at capacity for volunteers. So cool. If you are interested in volunteering, and I will stress, you do not have to have any musical experience to volunteer. There are volunteer opportunities to do pretty much anything. And there are week-long volunteer opportunities, there are day-long volunteer opportunities, and there's year-long volunteer opportunities. So if you're interested, all you have to do is be over 18. Cool. And do a application on our website, which is girlsrocklouisville.org. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, all of our contact information is on there. So cool. If you think we're cool, come be cool with us.
Awesome. And you guys are also doing a fundraiser still, right?
We are still doing fundraisers. We have the Break the Amp fundraiser going on Facebook. And if you go to our website, you can see the different fundraisers we're doing. We're thinking about, and this is this isn't happened yet, but it's kind of something we're talking around. If doing a mini women's rock kind of competition to raise money. Nice. So in that, women will put out a call on Facebook or our website, and you'll have a week to get a band together and write your own song, have a week to get a band together and perform a song, but it has to be written by women and has to you don't have to be it doesn't have to be just women performing in this competition. It could be men, but they have to sing a song written by women.
Okay.
And we'll invite the community out, and it'll be kind of like a competition.
Sounds cool.
So that'll raise money for us. And if you're interested in doing fundraising opportunities, or you want a lot of local eateries have sponsored us by giving a percentage of their sales, we're open to that too. We're just trying to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
To learn more about Reese and what all the other volunteers are doing, visit girlsrocklouisville.org. You can also visit the Girls Rock Camp Alliance at girlsrockcampalliance.org. Both of those are just one word. I'll have links to both those, as well as the Girls Rock Louisville Facebook page, on my website, blinddayart.wordpress.com. I'm going to end this episode with a track from the individual who is said to have started rock and roll. She's deemed the godmother of rock and roll, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And this is a live version of her song, Didn't It Rain. From the awkward to the profound, this has been Blind Date. Catch you guys next time.
I know I was glad when the rain stopped dropping. Someone's at the window. and some was at the door. Some cried, Noah, can't you take on more? But Noah cried out, no, no, my friends, the angels got the key and you can't get in. I know it rain, you know it rain, rain too long, all night long, in the east, in the west, in the north, in the south, oh, we did it rain, 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 oh my Lord, I didn't it, yes, I didn't it, you know it did, I didn't it, oh, oh my Lord, oh. Didn't it? Yes, I didn't it. You know I did. I didn't it. Oh.